What is going on, everybody? This is the Good Days, Good Vibes podcast featuring your host, Scooby. We also got my boy, Tyler, who is my cousin on the first episode. Before I have him introduce himself, we're going to be talking about, you know, BMX, scooters. Today, obviously, being X's 1 year anniversary of his death. We're talking about that a little bit. But yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
Hey guys, this is Tyler, and I am his cousin, as you heard, and me and him have been close for how long?
Fucking third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade,
so a lot
grade.
Of years.
8 years?
Dang.
8 years, yeah. No, before I found out he was my cousin, I didn't even know the fucker existed. But yeah. Fuck. June 18th, 2019. That is the date. A lot of people know. Actually, I think everyone in the world knows. It was a big ass thing. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, X, dude. Fucking X.
Let's talk
inspirational
about,
ass guy.
Yeah, let's
positive
talk.
Ass guy.
Oh yes. He always was positive. Didn't he always say this one thing? He said bad vibes forever, or
yeah, that was his brand. That was his clothing brand. Bad vibes forever. You get a polo shirt for $500. Which they don't make anymore.
Yeah.
Which sucks. I really fucking wanted one.
Because wasn't it limited?
Yeah, it was limited after his death. Which sucks, man. But no, he's still coming out with music, which is great.
I know.
It's fucking amazing. He just recently came out with Skins last year, 2018, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just recently came out with Skins, which isn't too recent. Mm. But it was a good fucking album.
It really
Members
was.
Only Volume 4 also dropped. Mm. Which was also an amazing album.
That dropped in. What was the new one that just came out?
Members Only Volume 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dropped in December of 2018. I only know that because I listened to it with Snow on the Ground when it came out on SoundCloud. Man. But he was an inspirational ass guy.
I know.
You know?
Always spread love, positivity.
Right. One of the things he said, peace, love, positivity. You know?
Yeah.
Three main things you need. You know? If you got a positive mindset, you know, like, look, if you're depressed, man, you know, if you're down, you know, you got your head in the gutter, but your dick in the clouds, you know, because you smoke a bunch of weed, but it's not too good, you know. Just fucking positive mindsets, man. That's what's going to get you up there. Trust me. Like, man, every time I'm upset, you know, I go listen to a message from Tina Belcher. Which is a depressing-ass message from X, by the way. It's really fucking depressing. But hearing his voice, you know, like, you can go to that track on SoundCloud, or you can even go to A Helping Hand, Not a Song by X also, which is also an amazing fucking thing to just listen to. Because towards the end, he really gets really deep, you know? He speaks some powerful-ass shit.
He really, really does, and it hits you hard.
It does. It hits you fucking hard. You know, I'm going to try to be able... I'm going to see what I can do about putting the end of it in. But I'm not... I don't know if I'll be able to do that. We're going to find out after we're done recording the podcast, obviously. But, man. Crazy shit.
Yeah.
Crazy shit. Do you want to run and grab like some drinks or something?
Yeah.
Awesome. So he's going to go grab some drinks really quickly. But I'm going to talk to you guys, you know, skate park stuff. Today, what I want to do is I'm going to reach out to a bunch of people. All right, I'm going to reach out to a bunch of people about this. What I want to do is have a 1 year Memorial Day for X. At Old Mill Skate Park in Blue Springs. I didn't mean that type of drink.
I my mom's friend came over and left that.
I'll take it home with me.
Better no.
I didn't mean this type of drink, though.
I mean...
I meant water.
I know, but let's take...
A drink?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a drink of some Smirnoff Red, White, and Berry. Cherry citrus and sweet blue raspberry. This is like vodka.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good day to start taking a sip.
Yeah, at 3:41 on a fucking Tuesday.
Well, you gotta remember, it's X's day.
You're right. You know what, X?
Always gotta celebrate some way.
Bottoms up for you, brother. Oh. Ugh. Oh, shit, it's fucking strong.
Ooh.
I hit my fucking chest. Whoo!
Oh, it's burning down now.
Now would be a good time to go grab some waters.
Yeah.
Oh, and a Yoo-Hoo.
Oh, those too.
Grab a chocolate milk. Fuck yeah. But yeah, we're going to try to set up a Memorial Day for X today for his 1 year. I want to do it every month. But I didn't have, you know, the platform to do it. Now that I am doing this podcast, you know, hopefully I'll have the platform to do all of that. Shit, I dropped the cap. You got waters and Yoo-Hoos? Fuck yeah. So, if this podcast goes up when I want it to, you know, hopefully it will. I do want everyone who listens to this to reach out and, you know, try to put something together for the homie. All right. Look, I didn't know him personally. I know there is some people that did get the opportunity to talk to him, which was great. You know, I envy those people. I'm not jealous. I mean, I kind of am, but I'm not too jealous. I can't get my straw out. There we go. I'm not too jealous, though, you know? He had so many fans, it was hard for him to get to everyone. But he helped as many people as he could when he was alive.
Because that was his goal.
Right. His goal was to help every kid in the world.
He literally told himself, or told everyone, his Instagram live?
It was his
live?
Instagram live.
Yeah, he said...
The day he died.
If I die a tragic death, or... No, it wasn't that.
He was like, if worst comes to worst...
Yeah,
and I die a tragic death or some shit, I want to know that I at least helped as many kids as possible. Which was crazy, because
he literally
fucking died the same day.
He died that day giving positivity, saying, be who you are, be better.
Right, be better than your fucking parents, dude.
Break the chain of your parents, because if you do, then that's the key of being a better person.
For real.
If you don't like something that your parents are doing, but you like your parents, just change that part about them.
Right. Like, I mean, you can't go and change people. Yeah. But you can change their perspective on things. You know? It's not hard to just, you know, text your mom or your dad or both of your parents, if they're in your life, that, you know, you want to sit down and you want to have a talk with them. It's not that hard to do that, you know? Maybe for some of you it is. I know it's hard for me. I don't talk to either of my parents. Which fucking sucks. I hate it. But. What'd you grab?
My phone.
Okay.
Because I'm posting on my story about Ed.
But yeah, man. It's just crazy.
I know. It's insane.
Alright. So we took a small break. Ran inside, got some food, ate a little bit, had breakfast, and then we figured something out, all right? Here's what I want you guys to do. If you are at the age of 21 or older, I want you, if you have specifically Smirnoff Red, White, and Berry, okay, and then you have, you know, like some chocolate milk, I want you to do. I want you to pop the little fucker open. Okay? I know all you underage fucks are going to do this too. But, because I know you guys. I was you guys once. But you grab your fucking Yoo-Hoo, which I have a lot in mind still. I just I'm going to use yours. You grab your Yoo-Hoo, take a swig, chase it. It's a hell of a lot easier to get down.
Yeah.
And it's more fruity. Holy shit. Ugh. I have now taken 3 swigs of Smirnoff. I can say it's been a pretty good, 2 hours that I've spent with my cousin. Dude, the fucking sun's about to come up.
I can care less. In summer school, I got a sub for a week, so.
Dude, I just gotta make sure I make it home without falling on my ass. And waking everyone in the house up. But, like, man. So, on to our next topic. Scooters.
Yeah.
Because while he was inside grabbing the drinks, I talked about the Memorial Day that I want to hold for X at Old Mill, which I'm going to reach out to a bunch of people about that. I'm going to see what I can do. But, man, I think I can tell. The background music did cut off, but that's okay.
We're getting real.
We're getting real, man. We're into that BMX shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's serious shit. Yeah. I mean, it's not as serious as someone dying, but yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to put it back in where it's just, you know, quiet already or not. Not that experienced in this type of thing yet, as you guys can tell, obviously. But yeah, man. So BMXing. That's kind of your thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a scooter guy. Mm-hmm. I know you do scooters a little bit, but you're more BMX.
Yeah.
So what's it like?
Well, obviously you have to learn how to balance on a bike, and two.
Well, yeah, you gotta learn how to balance on a scooter.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And a skateboard, everything. I mean, obviously. Don't be stupid here.
I know, but you never know who's.
Right.
Just talking to all the little kids out there. If you want to learn how to ride a bike,
yeah.
It's so fun. You can go so fast. You can do so many tricks.
You can bomb hills and get hit by cars. You know, it's totally fun.
Okay. If you got good brakes, you're good. But if
I don't have good brakes, and I do it anyway.
My brakes are broke, and I still
ride fast. My brakes are broke. I bomb hills all the time because we're reckless. We're stupid. We have nothing to live for. All right? I'm serious. But don't be like us, you know?
We live life on the dangerous side. Just right. You stay on your guys' side.
You know, if you're about that dangerous life, go ahead. Do what you want to do. Can't stop you. But don't risk your life for views, man. Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, BMX shit, what's it like besides learning how to balance on a bike?
It's really fun because when you talk about a BMX, it's one disadvantage for me is when I'm going really fast down a hill, the wind hits, so it slows me down, and then I have to pedal even faster.
Right. Because BMX bikes, they don't have brakes, do they?
No.
So you put your foot on the wheel, and that's your brake, basically.
Sucks. The way the handlebars are up, it's more up. It's not a mountain bike. So.
Right. It's not one of them regular, you know, bikes that you just ride around town, you know? Yeah,
so the wind's obviously going to decrease you.
Right. Can you do any tricks?
I can pop up and then twist my handlebars.
So you can basically do a bunny hop handlebar twist.
Yep. And then I can easily pop a wheelie for a long ass time.
Which I've seen you do. We did some shit earlier today.
And then I can just pop my entire bike up in there.
Right. I'm gonna talk about the podcast really quickly. I'm gonna change topics again. I know it was a short topic, we're gonna get back to it. But I want to talk about the podcast really quickly. Right now, currently, I do not have, you know, I don't have the money to go buy cameras and microphones and all of that. So right now, I'm using the Anchor app, which I am not, this is not sponsored at all. I just, you know, for all of you who want to make podcasts, I'm not getting paid off of this. I can't right now. I don't have it set up to where I can, but I don't want to get paid off of this one. You know, it's my first one. I don't want to get paid off of it. I don't expect a lot of views, none of that. But if you want to make a podcast, you know, you want to put your story out there, but you don't have a lot of money, you know, to go buy microphones and cameras and all of that. If you got a phone and it's got a microphone built in it, which it does. You know, you got headphones, all that. Dude, download the Anchor app. It's free. It costs no money. I'm pretty sure it's on iOS and Android. And, you know, get your shit going. I think Tyler's going to check right now if it's on Android.
Yeah.
I know he has one. So we're going to look right now and let you guys know.
Yeah,
I got you. It is.
It is.
It is on Android.
All right.
It's just Anchor. You know, Anchor. Really good app. I love it.
If you want to go live, talk about your story, talk about anyone else's.
You can't really go live. You know, you can record.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, if you want to go live and talk about your story, you know, go on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. You know. I think he's actually going to download it right now and start his own little podcast, which is great, man. I love that. I love inspiring people to do things, which is what I want to do with this, you know?
Just like how X did.
Right. I like how this is all just revolving around X today.
Today is X's day. And we're going to randomly see X's everywhere.
Yeah, hopefully. That'd be fucking dope.
Let's hope we see 17 everywhere as well.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to bump 17 all day today. Oh, 17 in question mark, the Revenge EP, and all the members only volumes.
So all you out there,
especially volume 3. Members only volume 3 is one of the best members only volumes out there.
Yeah, and all you out there that love X, get some photos of X from Google,
Pinterest.
Definitely Pinterest. That's the best place to go to find good photos.
Okay, we're outside. It's 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Getting a little too high. We're going to wake the whole neighborhood up. Trying to stay a little quiet.
But yeah.
But, you know, we've had a couple drinks. All right.
If you love X and you want photos of him, go to Pinterest or Google, download them, and put them as your wallpaper.
Well, actually, I have a bunch of them.
Yeah, we've got
a lot. If you guys want, you want to go follow my social media? Or, you know, you just want to message me on Instagram or Twitter, by all means, go ahead. Ask me, you know, if you want some pictures or videos, I can do that for you easily. I think Twitter would be a lot easier for that. Or actually, no, I think Snapchat would be, because I can select multiple at a time to send to you. So if you guys want to hit me up on Twitter and ask me for my Snapchat or something, you know, go ahead. All that. The only thing about Pinterest is if you want a video of him, you can't save it. So I would, you know, I'd obviously send you all the screen recordings I have, all the reposts I have, of him, you know, if I could. But yeah, back to our topic of BMX, which is what you're looking at right now. That's Scarlord, stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Why'd you say that? Why'd you say that to Scarlord? Scarlord's a cool guy.
I know he is cool, but at the same time, he's not my type of guy. X is more.
Yeah, don't talk about Scarlord like that.
Calm and chill.
I just threw the phone at his penis.
Yeah,
you okay?
Yeah.
Alright.
I'm just not a Scarlord guy, because...
Oh, come on.
He screams, just full on.
So did X.
But I understand why X...
See, look, X had a lot of rage. Which you can't blame him for that at all.
Makes a little bit of weed and a little bit of this.
Alright, but listen, back to our topic of BMX and all of that. What's it truly like out there on the skate park, you know, riding? You know, wind in your hair.
Well, you feel free. Like, you feel like you're able to do whatever you want, go wherever you want. But at the same time, like, if you're a kid that's limited to what
you can do.
Yeah, then I suggest be limited.
Right, you know, take it slow. Don't fucking go for 360s. Backflips.
Yeah, like, don't go for the extreme stuff.
Unless you have access to an indoor skate park with the safety mats and the styrofoam pit where you can practice all that,
yeah,
limit yourself to what you can do on a concrete park before, you know, you break your fucking neck or you're paralyzed from the waist down because you were stupid and you did some shit you shouldn't have done.
Like grinding on a rail and then hitting your head because you slipped.
Which can permanently damage your brain and you might never be able to talk again. So, yeah, there's some pretty bad things, but that is why helmets were invented.
Yep.
Which a lot of people don't wear. Which I don't blame them, dude. Helmets look fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They do. I hate to wear helmets.
And knee pads like, and stuff.
But. Yeah, but if I'm going to go fucking ride a mega ramp and try to do a backflip,
well, yeah,
I'm going to wear my fucking helmet and my pads. You know, I'll put on knee pads, but I'm not going to be fully fucking padded up, you know, knee pads, elbow pads, all that.
Yeah.
You know, I'll put some knee pads on, and I'll put on a helmet and call it a day. You know?
Yep.
I'll grab my scooter, and I'll go hit a fucking half pipe. All right? Look.
No.
But basically, you know, back to when you said you feel free, feel like you can do anything. Yeah. Basically, what you're saying is feel like a tweaked out crackhead where you can jump off a 3-story building onto a car and be fine.
Yeah,
that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing. We love that. Love that feeling. Don't do crack. Smoke a little bit of weed. Don't smoke cigarettes. I smoked them. I don't smoke anymore. I actually quit yesterday.
Yeah.
I burned my pack of cigarettes. Yeah. Literally instead of giving them to my cousin, I burned my pack of cigarettes. Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Well, at the same time, I don't want to get kick-started on it.
You already are.
I'm just a little bit, you know.
Just a little bit. No, this is why I like to use vapes a little bit more. Juuls especially. I know I now can't upload this on YouTube because I said Juul. And I will get copyrighted and my video will get taken down. So, Spotify and SoundCloud it is. Hopefully, if I figure all that out, might just put her on fucking Facebook or Twitter or something. I don't fucking know. You know, hopefully this whole thing sounds good. You know, obviously I'm going to listen back to it. But no, I'm actually, I am going to hit up Swez for the next episode. We're going to talk about his new tape, the Bop tape, which you haven't heard yet.
Mm-mm.
You have not heard that yet. The full tape is out on SoundCloud. It has the intro and the outro, but it's out on all platforms. SoundCloud has the intro and outro. The other platforms do not, sadly. SoundCloud is what got started on. So that's where he's, you know, putting all the extra work in for. But there's not a lot of music on SoundCloud. There's a lot of music on SoundCloud. There's not a lot of music on Spotify or Apple Music with him.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to find all of his music on SoundCloud. Yeah. That's where you're mostly going to find him at.
Mm.
But he's amazing. He's got talent. But no, I got amazing news for you guys. Not only am I going back to school this fall to get my GED. Yeah, that's happening.
Wow.
Yeah. 16 getting my GED, you know, fuck a diploma. No, actually, Tyler, I want to invite you to be my second host for the podcast because we're cousins, you know? I mean, we do everything together.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Other times, we'll fucking box and I'll beat your ass.
Okay.
Your rib is still bruised. Don't forget that.
No, it feels a little bit better.
A little better? All right, that's good, that's good.
Still a little bit hard to breathe, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still good.
Well, some of that might be from smoking cigarettes, you know? Like I said, don't do that. Don't smoke cigarettes. If you're playing sports, dude, don't smoke them. I was one of the best pitchers in Blue Springs back in 2012. I was the most intimidating pitcher ever. I smiled on the mound. So, bitches got scared, okay? Bitches were terrified of me.
They're like, oh, he's about to fuck up my shit.
There were no dingers hit off me. I was throwing a breaking ball in 2012. That was how many fucking years ago? We're in 2019 now.
In 2000 what?
2012. We're in 2019 now. How many fucking years ago was that?
Five
years. So, I'm 16 now. So, what the fuck is 16 minus 5? 11? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah, I was fucking 11. Throwing a breaking ball. Dude.
That's not normal.
I was throwing a breaking ball, a four-seam breaking ball, fucking knuckleballs, dude.
Ooh.
I was throwing everything, dude. No one could fucking stop me. Nobody. No one was hitting dingers off me. But man, do I love to just sit at a table, talk to my phone, and make a fucking podcast.
I know. Like, we're speaking truths and about a lie.
It's fucking amazing. It's like recording a YouTube video, but there's no camera. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, done. You know? Like, there's a little bit of editing that goes into it, right? A little bit.
Yeah.
Not a lot, you know, for right now. You know? But the amount of effort you have to put into a YouTube video and the amount of effort you put into a podcast. Right? You put a lot of effort into a podcast, though. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to text people. You know, try to get people on your podcast. You know, you have to find a way to get sponsors for said podcast so you can make money if you want to. And, like, if you want to be a podcast guy or have a radio show, you know, at 6:30 in the fucking morning on 38th Spot.
You got to remember, people are doing it 24/7.
Right. You know? You know, not only do I want to make a podcast, but, you know, I want to have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You know? Which I have set up. My video from last week is still uploading.
Damn.
Because I have horrible internet. I have a job. I'm doing three different things. Four. I'm working, making YouTube videos. Now I'm doing podcasts, and I ride scooters up at the skate park on my days off. When I'm working, I work from 5 o'clock to close.
Ooh.
I don't get out of work until 11 o'clock.
That's tough.
But can I complain?
No.
No. Because I've been working there for a week.
And you already...
And I already have 30 hours in. That is a fat check, and I'm getting paid $8.50. 10 cents below minimum wage? Come on, man. Come on. You know, if they didn't change... hopefully they changed that. You know, hopefully I'm... You know, I am getting paid. Hopefully I am getting paid minimum wage. You know, hopefully I am making that extra 10 cents.
Yeah.
Because I need to pay my rent. 3 months behind. And they're not making me pay the other $200. Mm. You know, because they know my situation. My situation is tough.
Yeah.
Man, but now for our last topic, scooters. Now, welcome to the section where I have the guest ask the host questions.
Yeah, because not good at scooters.
Yeah, I'm the scooter guy here. So go ahead, fire away.
So, what kind of tricks are you able to do on a scooter?
Well, right now, I can do a bar whip. I can do a tail whip. Obviously, I can do a bunny hop. I can do a bunny hop, obviously.
That's the only thing I know how to do.
I can do a 180 bunny hop. I can... At an indoor park with, you know, protective mats, all that.
Yeah.
I can kind of flare, which is like... It's kind of like a backflip.
Damn.
I'm still working on that backflip, though, by the way. It's very fucking hard to do. You know, you gotta, when you go off of that ramp, it's like going into fight or flight, dude. Because you either sit there and don't do a damn thing and look stupid, or you shift all your weight back and you flip that motherfucker and you land that bitch. Whether it be in a styrofoam pit, whether it be on a protective mat, or it be on concrete, no matter what, you're landing that hoe.
Yeah.
You know, you... Unless you are fully committing to what you want to do, you are not going to land that trick or land that job or, you know, hit that pitch or pitch that pitch or hit that note or make that shot.
Yeah.
Or, you know, get that hole in one, you know, if you play golf. There's so much shit to where you just have to commit to what you want to do to be able to get there.
Yeah, like if there's a special trick that you were learning your hardest to do, work for it.
Right. It's like, you know when skaters, you know, they land a trick on the first try. Like, come on, let's go record this, you know. They're there for 3 hours not landing it, and they get pissed, you know. Skaters go through 3 boards a day.
Yeah.
Because when you land a trick on your first try, and by the way, it's getting really fucking foggy out. You see that?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking crazy. I gotta walk home in this shit. Well, I jumped the fence, but the fence is gonna be fucking wet and all that. But, yeah. It's all about committing. It's like committing in a relationship. You know, if you're not gonna commit to a woman or a man or whatever sexuality you are, if you're not gonna commit to that person, don't waste their time. Do not waste their time. Because I've had my time wasted multiple times, and yet, you know, I'm 16. But I've had my heart broken.
Same, yeah.
You know, you don't have to be a certain age to fall in love and know that it can fuck you up or make your life a hell of a lot better. You don't have to be a certain age to know that. You don't have to be a certain age to find out what love is, because no one really ever finds out what love is. Love is always a different thing to a different person. You know, we all have different perspectives on things. Like with me, love can either be a poison or it can be a cure. You know, I'm not the religious type. So love is, in my eyes, love can be the cure to cancer. You know, it's like those things. You know, when religious people have, they have that love for God, whatever the fuck they believe in. No disrespect, by the way. No disrespect at all. But, you know, when you have that love for your God, your higher power up there, it's that love that saves people's lives. It's that love and that faith and that belief, you know. The only reason that I don't believe in a higher power or a God up there is just because I don't have the faith in someone who's taken so much from me. You know, it's hard to have faith from someone who takes things from you. Like, when you lose your father figure at such a young age to a heart attack after going to church and all of that, and you think, well, Jesus was resurrected, that means anybody else can be. When you lock yourself in your closet for 3 hours and you're praying and praying and praying that you get that call that he is okay, you never get that call, that's when you lose faith. And I'm so sorry. I just got so fucking deep right there. I just got so deep. But then there's that defining moment in life when, you know, you could be walking down the street and someone drops their wallet. And you pick it up. You have that defining moment in your life to choose what you want to do with that wallet. You can either open that motherfucker, look and see how much money is in that, and walk off with it, or you can simply just pick it up, turn around, tap that man on the shoulder, and give it back. That man or that woman on the shoulder, and give it back. And if it's a woman, it's most likely not gonna fall. They have their fucking purse, you know. But a man, it's so easy for things to fall out of a man's pocket. Well, it used to be. Now a lot of people were carrying around fanny packs and backpacks.
Yeah.
But a backpack is so easy for you to get robbed. You know, you reach in that side pocket, you pull out a bunch of shit, you know. Not from experience. I've had shit stolen from you before. I've never stolen a damn thing in my life. You know? It's that defining moment you get. And that's commitment, faith, belief, love. All of that. You know? You just gotta commit. I don't know how I wrapped all the way around to get to committing again, but I fucking did it, and it was amazing, and it really touched my fucking heart, dude.
It made me depressed, but it hit
it
me
It made
the
you
heart.
Tear up. It made you tear up.
It almost made me tear up, yes.
It made you tear up. Hit it me made me tear spot. Up a little bit, too. But yeah, no, that defining moment always comes up. And that's, I think that's the hardest part about life, is sometimes you don't know what that defining moment is. And it can come up, and you can make the wrong moment. It's going to define your life forever. You know? So, that scared the fuck out of me. I just watched somebody open their back door and let their dog out and then open it back up and let him in. But it was fucking weird and creepy. But, you know, a lot of people, they don't know when that defining moment in their life is. And, you know, they'll take that wallet or, you know, they'll take that drug or they'll drink that drink or they'll smoke that cigarette or, you know, they'll hit that jewel, you know.
Yeah.
Or they'll rob that liquor store. Okay. That can be their defining. And that's not, like, a lot of people are going to think that I'm, you know, when I say rob that liquor store, a lot of people jump to, because I talk about this a lot. And a lot of people jump to, oh, he's talking about black people. I'm not talking about black people. Okay, I'm talking about everyone. You know?
Yeah.
Because people think that black people are, you know, African Americans. We'll say that. That African Americans are some big, bad, horrible person, people. You know? They think that they're so bad and horrible that, you know, we're just gonna shoot him, you know. That's what people go to.
Yeah.
So when a black man or a black woman gets shot by a cop, it outrages not just black people, you know, African Americans, but it outrages Mexicans, Muslims, and some whites, like myself, because I view myself as mixed. I do not have African American in me. I do have Mexican in me. And I also have Indian, Caucasian.
Yeah, I have Caucasian, Indian,
obviously. Indian, Caucasian, Mexican.
I have German, Irish.
I got fucking, I have a little bit of Irish in me. And I also have Scottish in me.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I wanted to, you know, I could totally fake my voice, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to be white, you know, white accent. You know, if I want to be black, boom, black, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be, you know? Like, an accent, it doesn't define somebody. You know, an accent is, if you think about it, an accent is, hold on a second. Okay, that's just how you point out that out.
Like, an accent is just another special part of who you are.
It's not just a special part. I heard something about it. I heard something about an accent today. It's, I drank a little too much. I'm a little paranoid.
Seeing shit.
I'm not seeing shit. I'm hearing, you know, I hear the crickets, and I just look over my shoulder. You know, it's foggy. It's a little creepy.
Yeah, it randomly became foggy. Right.
In the middle of... No, you know what's really fucking creepy?
What?
It's starting getting foggy when we're talking about X. That's what's really fucking creepy.
You just gave me fucking chills. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. That's... Fuck.
That, it scares me, but at the same time, it's peaceful. I know, it feels my heart, you know? Because it feels like that he's standing right next to us.
And he's, you know... Right here, just listening. He wants to join the podcast, you know?
Yeah.
He wants to just fill the podcast with his love.
Like, I can already hear him saying something.
You're right. I can already hear him say some fucked up shit, dude.
Like, what's up?
Like, boy? No, I can hear him talking about, hey, man, like you know, like,
I
can, right, you know? I can hear him. I always wanted to do a podcast with X. Always.
Oh, my God. You know, that's after, like, the person's dream.
After seeing the No Jumper podcast with him... Dude, all I wanted to fucking do was have a podcast with, you know, at least talk to him or FaceTime or something. You know, I didn't get that chance. A lot of people didn't get that chance.
See, this is what happens when someone...
When someone is taken from the world. It's such a fucked up thing.
This is why you always look at your actions or what you do. If you do something, it's gonna cause someone else's pain.
Like I said, defining moment. Defining moment, you know? That's why this gloves down or guns down, gloves up movement is such a big fucking movement. And this is really hurting my phone. I have to take this off. It's hurting my phone. Look at this shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Look at that. Like, I had an arm sleeve on my arm. I usually wear it during baseball or when I'm, you know, riding my scooter or something. But defining moment. Guns down, gloves up movement. Great movement, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a no drama boxing thing. You know? It's a no drama backyard boxing. Beautiful thing. Amazing to watch. No drama, you know? And if there was, it's a better way to just deal with things instead of taking someone's son or daughter or father or brother.
All because of something that
That you want that they have.
That's called grief.
That's called greed. That's called greed. And greed is slowly taking over the world right now. Look at Trump. You know?
Yeah, but we don't want to get too political.
Right, I don't want to get too political and get hated, but hey, any publicity is good publicity, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But, yeah, dude, just look at Trump, man. Hey, I'm going to get a little political for a second. All right? Trump is currently leading us into a war with Iran, and we have had a peace treaty with Iran for a while now. Mm-hmm. And he wants to take us to war with Iran because they don't want to sign a nuclear peace treaty. What the fuck do we need nukes for?
Exactly.
Why do we need nukes? Why are they a thing? Is it because of fucking Korea?
I don't know. Maybe it was because World War One started and then they figured out how to fucking make bombs.
Dude, World War One was not the reason nukes were made.
No, definitely not.
No, there's got to be a reason nukes were made, which is why, get a little conspiracy for a minute, all right? Which is why I feel like Mars has water on it.
Didn't someone find a glass flower on Mars or something like that?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, but if you think about it, look, Mars is basically Earth.
But just red, like...
No, it's not. It's dusty.
Yeah.
It's dust. Why do you think it has so many craters?
You're right.
Dude, if you think about it, what if we were so technologically advanced on Mars, right, that some of us... See, look, I can get a real fucking conspiracy from it. Look, conspiracy theory coming right up. You want it? All right, you guys are going to get it. Listen. If we originally lived on Mars, right, which I feel like, you know when you dream? Mm-hmm. You know, dreams could be
visions
of either afterlife or our past life.
Or present that or, will happen.
Right. Which has happened before.
I know, it's happened.
It's happened.
So.
You know, you go to sleep and then you have this dream. You wake
and
up.
And you're like,
you
wow.
Wake up the next day and then whatever you dreamed about happens. And you're like, what the fuck, dude?
I don't know. It's I don't like, know why, but to me, that's actually like a good feeling.
Right. It's like a gift that almost everyone has.
I know.
So it's like, if you think about it, what if we lived on Mars, nuclear war happened, we sent Adam and Eve here. They had babies, we're all brothers and sisters, and we're fucking just massive incest.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically what happened.
Right. And you read the Bible, it's exactly what fucking happened.
Yeah.
You know, Adam and Eve fucked, had a baby, someone killed their brother, and went to hell, Lucifer. Mm-hmm. You know? But, like, what if... If we sent Adam and Eve down to Earth, right? What if we killed dinosaurs? What if we were the reason for that mass extinction? Like, what if the reason we still kill so many animals today is because we wiped out a whole race? We wiped out a whole fucking species. Beautiful species, by the way. Mm-hmm. Fucking terrifying. Beautiful.
Very fucking terrifying.
Jurassic. You ever seen Jurassic Park?
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Hell no.
That
like, I would love to have a robotic dinosaur, but if it's going to try to fucking eat me, no. I don't want one. But, like, same thing with fucking pit bulls and Rottweilers, dude. Some of the sweetest fucking animals on planet fucking Earth. If I even want to call this planet fucking Earth, I'm getting rid of that pillow, by the way. Fucking stabbing my back right now. Holy shit. It is 5:30 in the morning. I need to go home soon.
That's what we need to look like. Curling up.
Fuck in a yeah. That's what I'm about to go do. I'm about to put my Nike hoodie on and pass the fuck out whenever I get home or done with this podcast.
Isn't that the day that he died?
That is the day he died.
He was at the bike shop.
He was at the bike shop, poured out in his I-8. Pow, pow. Yeah, that's his I-8 right there. Beautiful fucking car, by the way. Dream car. One of my dream cars.
Same.
My ultimate dream car. What you know about. Her name is Betty.
Ooh.
Betty. License plate's gonna say Betty. All of it, dude. We currently have 36 minutes and 30 seconds of recording. I heard that too. That was from my backyard, by the way. And I don't want to go over there. Because I have to go through the backyard to get into the house. So, that'll be a great experience. But no, this is a great fucking podcast, dude.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great first fucking episode. I'm going to figure out a schedule for this. Great talks. Great vibes. All of it. Good days, good vibes podcast. This is your host, Scooby. I don't know what your name is going to be, because Tyler just fucking sounds weird.
And it can't just randomly be Silver either.
Yeah. That's fucking weird. Well, how the fuck did you come up with that?
I don't know.
Scooby is my street name also because of my love from Scooby-Doo.
Stoner. Hell yeah.
You fucking taking a song title now?
Nope.
All right then. Can't be Stoner.
No, I was saying Shaggy is...
Shaggy?
Shaggy. Scooby.
Sorry. No, Shaggy is the stoner. Yeah. Because he was the hippie of the group.
Oh, yeah.
So he would have been the stoner, and Scooby just got sick of hand, huh? You know what I mean?
Now, Shaggy's just the one, hey, you want to hit?
Right.
Scooby, okay.
Right. Fuck, man. All right. Well, this was a great episode. Hopefully, you'll be on the next episode with Swiss, if I can get him to do an episode with us.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking dope, by the way. If I can get him on podcast. Fuck. I'm wasted right now. I don't know why, but I am.
We barely took...
Right. It's fucking Smirnoff, man. Smirnoff always does this shit to you. Alright, guys. Good days. Good vibes. I'm gonna go ahead and end the podcast here. We're gonna end this episode. Not the whole thing, just the episode. So, I hope you guys have an amazing day. What an amazing night. Whenever you guys listen to this. Hope you guys have some great vibes. If not, come listen to the podcast. If you need somebody to talk to, my DMs are always open. Also, I will be selecting some lucky people. Yes, lucky. Lucky people. I will be sending them my phone number. I'll be sending my phone number to the first 25 people that play this podcast. The first 25 people to listen to this, I want you to DM me on any of my social media. If you guys know it, great. DM me. If you don't, I'm going to find a way to link it. Hit me up. If you're one of the top 25,
congrats.
You will get my number and a phone call from me. And if you are in my area and local, I'll put you on the podcast. I will shout out your social media if you're not. Whatever you guys want, I'll shout it out. We're going to go ahead and sign off here.
All right.
Thank you for being on the podcast.
No problem.
I appreciate it. You never answered my question. Do you want to host this podcast with me?
I would be honored. That would be amazing.
Look at that. Let's go.
All right.
It's coming. All right. I love you all. Scooby. Ty. We'll go with that. Ty. CJ and Ty.
There we go.
Hey, CJ and Ty. I like that.
I like that, yeah.
I like that. It's got like a nice little ring to it, huh? CJ and Ty. Good vibes. Good days. Saying good night. Love you all.